Hi, I'm Leslie Blodgett. I work on personal statements and other law school application materials for the LSAT Daemon, and I'm here today with Liran. Liran, nice to see you today.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Liran and I worked together on her personal statement, and so we've invited her here today to talk a little bit about just where she is now in the application cycle. And so, Liran, let us know a little bit about you and where you are.
Right. Okay. So my name is Liran Zaghi. I was a student of LSAT Daemon for about a year. I really dove into it and enjoyed the process so much. It's funny because in the beginning, I would hear Ben and Nathan say how you really got to enjoy the process. If you're not enjoying the process, you're not doing it right. I'm like, enjoying to study for the LSAT. And before I knew it, I was waking up every morning and like really excited to study. I love puzzles. So it was kind of like, how am I going to get, you know, just a little bit closer to figuring this out? So it was a great process. I'm done with the application process. I took my LSAT more than once, and that's because I did not listen to Ben and Nathan's advice in the beginning, where they're like, don't rush into it, not until you're completely ready. And I'm like, I've always tested well. I can do it. I've always tested well. I also came from like a different mindset when I started this. I didn't know anything about free rides to law school and scholarship. And when I kept on reading on the LSAT Daemon that you can potentially go to law school for free, I couldn't understand. It seemed like such a strange phenomenon to me. I'm like, what do you mean for free? Law school is expensive. I took the LSAT the first time, jumped into it, did not do great. Then I'm like, no, I'm gonna do this again, change my mind frame, push myself a little more to study, started getting used to the idea that like there are scholarships out there, really big scholarships. So doing just well enough to get into law school just wasn't good enough for me anymore. So I took it again. I did way better. I got a 160. And I have a 3.9 undergrad GPA, so that really helped. And then that last piece was getting that perfect personal statement. Again, like 160 isn't as great. I know there are people that are getting 170s and high 170s. And had I had the time and the mental capacity to do that, I would have. I'm a mom of four. So for me, it was like, okay, I'll take that 160 and it's good. It's good for me. It's not good enough. It was good for me. But together with that personal statement and my undergraduate GPA, it really helped me tremendously. I applied to four schools. I applied to UCLA, USC, Loyola, and Southwestern. I ended up accepting a very significant scholarship from Southwestern. And that's where I'll be beginning really soon, next month, actually.
Well, congratulations to you. That is just so great to hear and to really see how it is a process that you went through and that you were able to take a lot of their advice to heart, a lot of Ben and Nathan's advice to heart, because they have decades of experience. And so that's just great to hear how that kind of evolved for you. And then you also received a scholarship, right? Do you want to talk any kind of more about that?
So I was, like I said, because I got a 160, I wasn't sure where I was holding. People get free rides on a 174, 175 or higher. So I was like, it would be really nice if I received a small scholarship. It was, I don't feel comfortable expressing exactly what the amount was, but it was significant. It was really significant, which made the whole path for me, the whole direction to go to law school, so much clearer. I'm like, even if I was kind of hesitating, am I doing the right thing? This is my second career. I've been in healthcare for many years before. So I'm like, is it the right path? It's not the right path. But when you, once you receive that email saying, yeah, congratulations, you got in and this is your scholarship, you received this amount, I was like, wow, this just, it made it clear. This was it. This was the right direction. So that was great. I'm also going to be going into the SCALE program, which is the accelerated program. So instead of a 3-year program, it'll be 2-year program. So that's really, awesome. Really excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
And then just as far as, you know, I had a just great time working with you on your personal statement because you're a very interesting person. So would you mind talking just a little bit about just, you know, what we ended up talking about for your personal statement, how that may have differed from what you originally thought, and just anything else that comes to mind about that.
Right. So the personal statement, I always thought of myself as a pretty good writer. And then, so when I gave you my personal statement, I'm thinking, oh, she'll be like, this is great. It's ready to go. And then you were like, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? Just remove like 75% of my personal statement. But that was great because it really got me on track to discuss exactly what it was I needed. So right now I'm a registered dietitian. I worked in a world-renowned hospital for about a decade. My position was to supervise the kosher kitchen at the hospital. And in my personal statement, it kind of just sounded, I guess, when I first wrote it, it sounded like maybe a glorified resume. Like I was just like, I did this, I did this, I did this. It was just like a whole bunch of little points here and there. And I think what you did, or you helped me to kind of focus on, was be a little bit more to narrow it down and give very, very specific stories and accolades and focus on very specific things, which really helped me. I think it just made it go from like this nice sounding personal statement that could be anybody to my personal statement, how it made me different, which was a wonderful learning experience.
That's great to hear. And yeah, I mean, your experience at that hospital, you know, of course, for everyone that doesn't know, you know, she organized everything from helping with the actual meals to, you know, putting programs into place and training hundreds of other employees. I hope you don't mind me saying those couple of details. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so just colorful details to bring her success, that's already a success, on her resume to life. And yeah, thank you for talking about that. And yeah, is there anything else that you'd like to share just about the process for students that are going through that now, might be at the beginning of the process?
Yeah, listen to Ben and Nathan from the very beginning, and it'll make the whole journey so much shorter. I don't know, maybe a part of me didn't want to shorten the journey. It was kind of bad. Like I said, it was nice. It was nice waking up and studying every morning and listening to Ben and Nathan speak and listening to the podcast. But really take their advice, which, like I said, I'm like, yeah, I'm a great test taker. I got this. Or it is what it is. Like they know. So definitely that's one advice. Enjoying the process, because it, you know, to me, I've spoken to so many people, some of them are already lawyers, and they're like, oh, the LSAT means nothing. It's not going to translate into anything in law school. I don't know, because I'm not in law school yet, perhaps, but I think that it gives you this discipline that you need. It puts you in the type of mind frame. Like I always said, you know, I've studied years of sciences and I've taken tests, and a lot of it was kind of spit back information, whereas this made me think differently. It changed the way I thought and the way I studied. the way I responded to questions, answers that might have seemed so like obvious to me were not the right answer, because you had to really look at the situation and think it through. So I think the ELSA was so imperative in allowing me to kind of change the way I think, change the way I study. And if that alone helps with law school, then so be it. Then that was really helpful.
That's so awesome to hear, Lauren. And again, just thank you and congratulations with all that you're doing and all that you're going on to do. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much, Leslie. Thank you for your help.